Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. It's Dickie D, Mad Magazine's maddest writer in the Gizwiz, joins us every week with gadgets. I saw your post on Facebook of you on the Tonight Show, your moment in the sun.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
So I guess Johnny was taking the night off.
Johnny had a week off, and they were doing, during the summer, they would do 1 week hosting with various people. And Gene Rayburn, of course, was very hot because of Match Game.
Gene is great. I would have watched Gene Rayburn Tonight Show.
Yeah, he was very good. And he called me up and he said, you know, come on down to the studio. Let's do something silly. So
He introduced you as a safety expert.
Exactly.
Who was going to give a little talk on safety, on protecting yourself safely.
Yes. Yes. And I came out and hit the edge of the step that you step up to the thing and went flying. And I had taken a ream of paper with me. So as I fell,
I threw it in the air. Yes, exactly. By the way, that was a heck of a pratfall. That was worthy of Buster Keaton or, Soupy Sales. I mean, had you practiced that before? I didn't know you were a physical comic.
No, there wasn't any way to practice. And someone emailed me and said, it looked like Ed McMahon didn't know about it. I think we told Ed, but it wasn't until I saw the video that it did look pretty good.
It was great. Are you kidding?
I went sprawling.
And somehow got completely turned around.
I know. That was the funny thing. I said, how did this happen? I'm falling forward, and now I'm upside down facing the other direction.
The only negative is you got zero lines, and you really didn't see your face.
No, that's true.
So as good as it was and as proud as I was of seeing you on The Tonight Show, I'm afraid it didn't really – it wasn't really, you know, your – well, it was your finest hour. More like your finest 20 seconds.
My finest, well, actually, it's my finest 48 seconds. Let's not underestimate what sort of thing
this
is.
You're right. Ed does look a little surprised. It's on your Facebook page. People should, you don't have to friend you, right? They can just follow you on Facebook.
I think they can.
Yeah.
I think they can.
And they drag you off.
And I tweeted it, too.
So what do you got for us, Mr. Gizwiz?
Well, you know what? I have a clever gadget, and maybe – do you know about Hypersound Audio from Turtle Beach?
Oh, well, I know about Turtle Beach. They make sound cards, which nobody uses anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, they make something called Hypersound Clear Audio Systems for people who have hearing problems.
Oh, and, well, that's neat.
Oh, okay. Well, this is kind of neat. It's an expensive solution, but it works very well. They were at an event, and the guy's standing there, and I said, can I have a demo of this? And he said, okay, see that TV over there? That TV is on and playing very loudly, but you can't hear it, right? I said, I don't hear a thing. He said, sit down in the middle of the couch, and when you do, you are suddenly hearing the audio very clearly.
Highly directional sound.
It is totally directional, Leo. As a matter of fact,
Heather's all excited about this. Why are you so excited about this, Heather?
Our last caller is asking about this precise issue.
Oh, because he needs to turn the TV up really loud.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, it's a very expensive solution. It's like $1,670.
Okay.
But it is. And what's neat, Leo, is that everybody else in the house hears their own normal volume. So if one person is in the house and hard of hearing and they turn the volume way up, everybody else has to
sit in a very specific spot.
Yes, you aim. It's stereo speakers, and you aim them where you want the sweet spot to be. And that person will hear.
They're using this for advertising, too, because you can walk down a corridor and suddenly hear a billboard. And then
that is correct.
While you're standing in front of it, right?
Exactly. Best Buy is demonstrating video games, and as you walk by the kiosk, suddenly you hear the video game playing. If you keep on walking, it's gone again. So when you walk on back to see what you heard, you will now be standing at the sweet spot of the kiosk.
Now, how's the sound quality? I mean, is there bass?
Leo, I was at a Pepcom event, so it was very loud in there, but the amazing part to me was that how could I not hear any audio? The guy said, stand up. I stood up. The sound was gone.
Wow.
Sat down. The sound was back. And I'm thinking, I couldn't judge the quality, but I'm thinking this is an amazing technology that it does focus it exactly where you want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, this happens in many households. It happens in mine where I need it louder. If I don't have my hearing aids in, I'll turn it up too loud. And my wife will go, "What are you doing? Turn it down."
And you said, what did you say?
I say, hey, speaking to the trumpet. Wow. Okay. It is a little pricey.
It is pricey. It's hyper sound.
We still don't know if it's high fidelity. I guess it doesn't matter. At least you can hear.
You can hear. But at that price, I'm assuming it is. Maybe wrongly. But it's hypersound.com. So you could check it out there.
Yeah. Well, you can't check it out. But they do have demo areas, places you can go, with stores and stuff. And
exactly. Like you really have to. Have to go to a special place so you can hear it.
Hey, what a good idea. Hypersound from Turtle Beach. Hypersoundhearing.com. You know, I'm glad they found a follow-up because they made sound cards for PCs. And that market has disappeared pretty much, right?
Yes. Yeah. So they figured, let's do something else.
Yeah.